I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS, .com/thrive for 20% off your first order. You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales, because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Hello, world, and welcome back to another episode of Thanks for Coming In. I'm your host, Jillian Clare. Today is a very special episode. It is not a normal episode in the sense of I do not have one guest on the show today, and I'm not going to do my like little, banter in the beginning of if you're not following the show. Actually, I just kind of did. Anyway, well, there's that. Okay, special episode. Here we go. Focus. It has been 3 years since I started this podcast, which is pretty freaking crazy. 3 years is a long time, and it's very exciting. So thank you to everyone who has been on this journey with me. If you've just started listening, hello. If you've been listening for a year, hello. If you've been listening since the beginning, thank you. This is a really fun show for me, so thank you to everyone who has tuned in. So in honor of 3 years, today's episode is a bit different. It is not a singular guest. It's also not as long. This is like a mini-sode of sorts, a celebratory mini-sode. And we have three fantastic actors from different realm shows who are going to be sharing some really great audition stories that had me on the floor. And also, I'm posting the videos to these as well over on social media, because the clips of these videos are just so good. I literally was laughing so hard. So without further ado, let's get to our first story from Ian Dick.
Hi, my name's Ian Dick, and I'm an actor in LA. So when it comes to auditions, especially early on in your career, I don't know about anyone else, but when it came to me, I just submitted to anything and everything. and just wanted to get in the room. I just wanted to give myself a shot at a lot of these roles. You know, if they were asking for an Einstein, I thought, was thinking to myself, yeah, just throw a fuzzy wig on me and let's just see what happens. Let's see how it goes. And within a couple of months of getting here, I actually found a short, a comedy short that looked interesting because it wasn't like a lot of the other comedy shorts, like casting notices that I was seeing. It specifically called for a character that was comfortable with full frontal and rear nudity in a fight scene. And I thought, that sounds fascinating. You know what? Why not? Screw it. Let's give it a shot, right? Well, I get called in for the audition, and I'm telling them, hey, just a heads up, I'm obviously not going to do the full Monty, you know, first time around. So if you want to see, you know, everything, you got to call me back. I go in, I do the first audition. It's just me and the director writer. Goes well. He seems to like it. Calls me back. I come back. Now it is me, the director writer, and a camera. And I didn't think too much of it at the time, but maybe I should have. I'm having a conversation with the director. You know, I'm deck changing. Like, I didn't show up to the audition naked. Obviously, I went into the room and, you know, put on my towel and, you know, took off my shirt, and I'm deck changing out of my pants and everything, and we're having a little bit of back and forth. And, you know, he asks, are you ready? I said, yeah, sure. Okay, action. We go. And, yeah, I do my best. The whole scene is basically centered around this character, my character, who gets out of the shower and finds his house being burglarized, and a fight ensues. The towel goes, and, well, there I am, on the ground, pretending to wrestle a completely imaginary man, and I am completely naked, and I'm just going to town, just fighting the shit out of this guy on the ground. And I hear the door open behind me. And all I'm thinking to myself is like, you know what? Just stay in it. Just keep going. Just stay in the scene. And I'm thinking like, maybe this is like a producer or something. Maybe he brought someone along with him. I don't know. Maybe they were late. I don't know. I have no idea. And I hear the director say, the bathroom's on the left. And you know what? It is all I could do to finish the scene at that point, stand up, put the towel back on, make even more awkward small talk, putting all my clothes back on, and, you know, thank him for having me in, and I left. Yeah, so I unfortunately did not get that, but I'm sure there is some very entertaining footage out there somewhere that, if it ever comes to light, I know how to find you. but yeah, LA, it's a weird, weird town. Acting is a weird, weird job, and you end up doing some very weird things, but, you know, at the end of the day, you wouldn't trade it for the world. Okay. Well, I would highly, highly encourage everyone to check out any of the Violet Hour Media podcasts, but especially In Another Room, where I play Walter, Hollow, where I play Captain Clark, and Red Riding Hood's, where I play the very loquacious Reverend Ambrose. You can find me at Ian Dick Pick, pretty much anywhere. Pick spelled with a K, by the way. IANDICKPIK, and I'm not one of those kind of people. I promise. I don't. You know, send. You know what I mean. But yeah, thank you.
Oh God, thank you, Ian, for that. I don't know what to say to describe that story. I feel embarrassed and awkward for you. Yeah. Yikes. Big yikes. Dude, my dude, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. Thank you for sharing that. Make sure to check out Ian's socials to see what he's up to. Next up, we have a fantastic story from Carrie Weeder.
Hi there, I'm Carrie Weeder, and you can hear me as Wendy Morrow in Another Room. I was very excited to recently get an audition for a project by the Brothers Duplass, but the character that I was auditioning for was a little unique. Let me read you the audition instructions. Please perform the following scenario, or scenario, however you say it. We'd like for you to play dead, i.e. the character is actually dead. Please lie on the ground, if possible, face up for at least 20 seconds. We are looking for naturalistic, grounded, pun intended, perhaps, performances. Well, here's me.
I need you to all imagine Carrie literally just staring at the camera, laying on the ground, blank-faced.
I made sure to put myself getting up at the end because it looked like a photograph. It was actually a video. I didn't have a problem with the not breathing part. For me, I had problems deciding what to do with my mouth. I think I figured it out. Anyway, I didn't book it. Maybe I wasn't dead enough for the Duplass brothers.
Carrie. It's such a good audition story. Carrie made a fantastic video that goes with this audio. So I will be posting that over on our Instagram and TikTok because I swear I was like crying when I was watching this video. It's so good. Please go to the socials. The links are in the show notes so that you can see this video because Carrie is a damn gem. Fantastic audition story. Thank you, Carrie. All right, we got one more fantastic story for y'all. So here is our last story for the third anniversary special from Mr. Neil Helligers.
Oh, hello. Welcome to this tiny room where I spend most of my time. My name is Neil Helligers. I'm an actor and a voice actor. Thanks to Jillian for having me. Congratulations on the anniversary. You may have heard me on a bunch of different Realm shows, including Silverwood, including Dark Heights, including Silently and Very Fast, but also I am the host of Adrenaline, which is Realm's Thriller channel, of course. And so this is my, kind of like my fish that got away story. But I did get the fish, and it hurt a lot. When I'm not in this tiny box doing things all the time, I used to do a bunch of different kinds of acting work. I still do sometimes. I used to do a lot of commercial work. And one example of that in the story that I'm telling here was the day before I'd spent all day on a set. I'd been up early in the morning. I'd been on my feet all day. It wasn't like I was doing manual labor. There was driving involved. It was kind of stressful. Anyway, when I was taking the train back up to New York where I live, I guess I must have sat funny and kind of fell asleep funny. When I woke up the next morning, basically, my back was just out. Never happened before. Thankfully, it hasn't happened since, but I was writhing on the floor in pain, couldn't do a thing. 2 days later, I get a call from my agent saying, hey, you have a commercial audition, can you make it? I'm like, yes. And then I think, shoot. So I figure, like, if I just need to get up and move around, that will be like therapeutic for my back, right? I'm not a doctor. So I make my way to the audition. Think about commercial auditions. Oftentimes, you know who you're auditioning for. So I knew it was for an app for a, I can't say the names of any of the companies involved here for legal reasons that will become clear. Here's a recreation of the commercial that I mocked up so you can get an idea of what we're talking about here. Okay, so I'm at the kitchen table. I'm flipping through a tablet. You don't know what kind of tablet that is. The voiceover goes, this app is good as a newspaper in many ways. And then the fly goes by again, lands on the end of the table, and it goes, except for one. Smash. Let's see that again. Smash. Ouch. Right, so cool. So I muscle my way through that. I get back home, I collapse. I'm like, thank God that's over. I did it. I made it anyway. 2 hours later, I get the call from my agent that, of course, I booked it, which is great. The shoot's in another day or so, so I managed to drive out to New Jersey. I hop myself up on goofballs, as it were, legally, of course, and I do the commercial. Now, here's the thing. This leads into the rest of the story as well, too. Aside from this sort of leaning forward and smashing, of course, you know, commercial is like you spend all day doing this one action over and over and over, which is awesome. And one variation they did in the shoot was this very popular brand of tablet. For some of the takes, it did what it was supposed to do, which is kind of crumple within itself. The other version, the other mock-up they made of this very popular tablet was one where when I reached over and smashed it, glass went flying everywhere. And of course, they went with the one with the glass flying everywhere because it's much funnier, much, much better TV, right? So a couple weeks later, that commercial comes out on a Friday. Saturday, 2 million views. Sunday, 4 million views. Monday, it is gone. There's this thing called the Streisand effect that you may have heard of. Barbara Streisand, TLDR. Barbara Streisand built a big house, didn't want to tell anyone about it. And because she tried to hide it, everyone's like, what you hiding, Babs? And so it's called the Streisand effect. When this vanished, people were suddenly like, oh, what happened? Did people try to take this away? And in fact, it turns out there was a cease and desist order by this company that makes the very popular brand Beep, saying, hey, that... I'm going to have to beep that out, saying, hey, that's not how it happens. We don't represent our brand that way. You can't show this commercial. And the newspaper's like, okay. But by that time, it had caught on enough. And because of the Streisand effect kicking in, you know, it would pop up someplace, 2 million views gone, 3 million views gone. And the whole time I'm watching this and I'm like, it just hurts. I just see pain. All I can see when I see that commercial, which is still floating around there somewhere, you can find it if you're sleuthy enough, if you picked up enough subtle clues that I've very surreptitiously hidden. That you can find it and watch it. So this is this. That was the story of not exactly the fish that got away, but it's the fish that I chased after. It hurt a lot, but I got it, and then I didn't think I got it, but then I got the fish, and then I wrestled with that fish for another day or so at great pain to myself, and then it was out there, and then the fish came back, but then the fish went away again, and then the fish is out there lurking somewhere. It still exists out in the world. But anyway, that's my story. My name is Neil Heligers. Congrats again, Jillian, on the anniversary. You can find me on social media. My name is Neil Heligers. I'm the only one who spells it that way. I'm the only one who would go to an audition when completely in pain and really shouldn't be going, but I did anyway, and so I did it. I'm happy and I'm glad I did. Let that be a lesson to you. I don't know what the lesson is, but let it be a lesson. Thanks.
Thank you to Ian, Carrie, and Neil for being a part of this fun little anniversary special thingamabob that was put together. It was so fun to hear these stories. Make sure to check out all of the awesome podcasts that all of these actors are on. It has been such a pleasure joining the Realm family, and I love hearing all these stories. And thank you all for tuning in for the past 3 years. This has been so much fun. We will be back to our regular scheduled programming next week. And as always, thanks for coming in.
Anna Sheridan, New York Times bestselling author of Supernatural Horror. Missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken? Or did I turn to the side?
Given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
To save yourself.
What else would it be?
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.